A very special Christmas greeting from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor making like Santa Claus by the big tinseled and jewel-like Christmas tree in the lobby of our Hollywood Theater of Stars. As you take your seats and the house lights gradually dim, perhaps you might hear the silent words coming out of the past. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And so the curtain will rise in just a moment on such a quiet house after this word from your announcer. And then you'll hear the story of Santa Claus Jones starring that fine actor, Charlie Ruggles. And now, as I said before, your announcer. Beyond the blaze of lights of the foots, the curtain goes up and up and up, and the stage is set for the first act of Santa Claus Jones, starring Charlie Ruggles. All his life, Mr. B.L. Wilkins has been able to buy everything he wanted. That is, up until now. For you see, Mr. Wilkins is not a well man. And even his fortune won't buy back his youth and health and happiness, though he'd never really been happy. And perhaps it's poetic justice that such a mean old codger is scheduled to say his farewell to this world on a beautiful Christmas Eve.
Mr. Wilkins.
Oh, it's you again. Go away. I hate doctors.
Mr. Wilkins, how do you feel?
I feel like a cigar. Get me one.
No, I'm sorry. No cigars. You're a very sick man, Mr. Wilkins.
Yeah, I'm sick, huh? Yeah, I'm going to die. I heard you and the nurse talking. Well, that's all right with me. But I want a cigar before I die. Doctors, nurses, idiots. That's what you are, you're idiots. Go on, get out. Get out, all of you. Get out. What's that?
What, sir?
That noise out in the street.
Oh, you mean the singers? They're singing carols, Mr. Wilkins. This is Christmas Eve.
I know what night it is, but you tell them to stop. I don't like singing.
Mr. Wilkins.
I don't like singing.
Mr. Wilkins. Nurse.
Yes, doctor.
He's gone.
Oh.
Tell the press. They're waiting downstairs. Tell them he died alone. No friends or living relatives. Just you and me. Doctor and nurse in attendance.
Yes, sir.
I'll go down with you.
All right, doctor.
Mr. Wilkins.
What?
Wake up, Mr. Wilkins.
Wake up. Who are you?
You don't know me? Oh, that's a good one. Why, I'm a friend of yours. Mr. Wilkins, here. Have a cigar.
A cigar? Why, see, that's my brand, too. Yeah, thanks.
Light.
Gee, that's all right. Very fine, very fine. You know, you look familiar. Haven't I seen you someplace before?
It's possible. Quite possible.
Just who are you?
Why, I'm the fellow that everyone's told you to go to.
Now, wait a minute. Nobody's ever told me to go any place except to the... Say, you couldn't be...
But of course, I thought you knew.
Yeah, but what are you doing here?
I came to call for you. First-class service to all our clients. Are you ready to go, Mr. Wilkins?
Wait!
Curses! Oh, it's you!
Yes, it's I. And by the look of things, it seems that I'm just in time.
Who is she?
Don't pay any attention to her. She works for another department. Always trying to mess in my business, though. Come on, Mr. Wilkins.
No, wait, I say.
What's the idea?
You can't take this man yet.
Oh, I can't. Well, here. Here's my requisition slip for him. Read it for yourself.
I know, but you're still overlooking one thing. You're not allowed to take anyone on Christmas Eve. You should know the rules by now.
Oh, what difference does it make, Christmas Eve or not?
It makes a lot of difference. But you wouldn't understand that.
Do you mean to tell me I can't take this man until Christmas Eve is over?
I mean just that.
Oh, all right, but it sounds silly to me.
Then, Mr. Wilkins?
Yes?
You have until midnight. And, Mr. Wilkins, a word of advice.
What?
Why don't you take a little stroll while you're waiting? Look the world over.
What do I want to look at the world for? I've seen it.
Really seen it? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, now look here, young lady, don't tell me. I've lived for 63 years. I've seen everything there is to see.
You think so? Have you ever seen children hanging their stockings by the fireplace on Christmas Eve?
Huh?
Did you ever see faith and happiness? Did you ever see love, Mr. Wilkins?
Love. Poppycock.
That's it, Wilkins, old pal. You tell her.
Love.
Go ahead and laugh, Mr. Wilkins. If you weren't so interested in being Mr. Big Important B.L. Wilkins, if you tried being just plain Mr. Jones for a while, you might be able to enjoy the few hours you have left. Think it over. Goodbye.
I'm glad she's gone. She's a meddler. Now, don't pay any attention to her.
Yeah, Mr. Jones. Yeah, who wants to be Mr. Jones?
Nobody, of course.
Well, I think I'll get a breath of fresh air. It's a little stuffy in here. I'll see you when it's time, I suppose.
I'll be there. Oh, yes. And here. Here's some more cigars for you. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time while you can. After all, you know nobody lives forever.
Yes, I know. The air feels good. I think I'll walk around. Now, what's this? Who's whimpering? Who's that? Oh, it's you, huh? What's wrong with you, boy?
I was looking for someone. And I can't find him.
Well, that's no reason to sit out here in the cold and cry about it. Where's your coat, anyway? Haven't you got sense enough to wear one?
Well, I don't have any.
Yeah, where do you live?
Downtown.
Uh-huh. How'd you get up here?
Walked.
What, without a coat? You must be a little idiot. How old are you?
8.
Oh. What's your name?
David.
And who were you looking for?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Well, of all, you are a little idiot.
But I just have to find him. You see, it isn't for me specially. It's for Dodie. She's the one who needs it.
Dodie? What are you talking about?
Well, she's one of the kids at the home. I live there, too.
Home? Yeah, what home?
The city home.
Oh, you're a foundling, huh?
Oh, no, sir. We're orphans.
Oh, I see. Well, go on.
Well, last year, before Dodie came to the home, she got run over by an automobile.
Uh-huh.
And she don't walk so good. Has to wear something on her leg. But us kids wrote a letter to Santa Claus about it.
You wrote a letter to Santa Claus? What for?
We asked him to bring us a Christmas tree and maybe hang something on it that would help Dodie to walk like other kids. He didn't even bring the tree, though. Maybe he forgot.
All right. Now stop sniveling. A Christmas tree isn't anything.
Yes, it is. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I bet you Santa Claus would know where to come if we had our own Christmas tree. He could see the lights and things.
Boy, you're being foolish. Frankly, I don't know why I'm bothering with you. Here's 10 cents. Now you take the bus across the street and be on your way. If you don't, I'll call the police and have them put you in jail.
Well, I got a fight.
You heard me. Now go along now. Quick. Hurry up. Go on.
All right.
You young fool. Santa Claus would know where to come if he had a Christmas tree. That's what comes from telling children fairy stories. A Christmas tree.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
This the city home?
Yes, sir.
You have a young lad here by the name of David.
Oh, why, yes, we do. Matter of fact, the boy wandered away this evening. He just came back a few minutes ago.
Yes, that's the boy, all right. Well, will you see that he gets this, please? Yes, it's a Christmas tree. What of it? Is there anything wrong with that?
Why, no, certainly not. It's very kind of you to think of the children. They'll appreciate it.
Well, here's a box here, too. It's the trimmings and the lights and all that sort of thing.
Oh, my, that's nice.
Yes, well, I'll be going now.
Oh, just a moment, please. You didn't tell me your name, sir. Who should I say sent the tree?
Well, tell the boy it was Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Yes, you heard me. Goodbye.
Mister?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, it's you, lad.
What you come here for? Where are you going?
Well,
Oh, look! It's a Christmas tree!
Yes, David, isn't it lovely?
Oh, it sure is. Where'd it come from? Where'd it come from, Miss Wright?
Well, Santa Claus brought it, I suppose.
Gosh, and he did remember. He did. Oh, and what about the present for Dodie? Did he bring that, too?
Well, David, I...
Well, lad, he's been pretty busy this year. I talked to him, and that's all we had time to bring. Maybe next year.
Next year?
Yes. That's not so very long. A year goes by before you know it. It's hardly any time at all, boy. Hardly any time at all. Well, good night.
Oh, you aren't going to leave, are you?
Yes, I don't have much time.
Oh, but I want you to stay and help us trim the tree.
Oh, now that's out of the question. I don't know anything about trimming Christmas trees. I don't...
We can show you. It'll only take a little while.
Yes,
why don't you stay, sir? We'd love to have
no,
you.
No, I don't really.
Please,
I...
mister, stay for just a little bit anyway.
Well, all right, but just for a minute or two, then I'll have to go positively.
Gee, that's swell. Well, come on, I'll... Well, see, what's your name?
My name? It's Mr. B.L. Wilkins. No, lad. My name's Jones. Just plain Mr. Jones.
Well, come on, Mr. Jones. I'll show you around.
Down falls the curtain in the first act of our special Christmas play, Santa Claus Jones, starring Charlie Ruggles. In a moment, our story will continue. But now, this Christmas message from our sponsor. The house lights are dimming like the stars at dawn. The curtain goes up, and here's Act Two of Santa Claus Jones, starring Charlie Ruggles. At the city home, Mr. B.L. Wilkins, alias Mr. Jones, has just added the finishing touches to his very first attempt at decorating a Christmas tree. Now, together with young Master David and the others looking on, he steps back to survey his handiwork. In spite of himself, Mr. Jones wears a smile, for he is more than a little pleased with his artistic ability.
Well, children, what do you think of it?
Super, real super. It sure was nice of you to help us fix it, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help much.
Well, now that's all right, Dodie. You did your share.
David said that maybe next year Santa Claus will bring me a present to make my leg all right again. Well, I'll really be able to help then, won't I, Mr. Jones?
Yes, Dodie, you certainly will.
Do you really think so, Mr. Jones.
Well, now, I told you once, didn't I? Now, don't bother me. Can't you see I'm busy with this tree? Now, let's see.
It's all finished, Mr. Jones. There's nothing else to do.
No, it isn't finished. There's something missing. I've never had much experience with Christmas trees, but I feel it. There is something missing.
What, Mr. Jones?
Well, I don't quite know. Or do I? Yes, sir, that's it. By heaven, that's it. Come on, David, you and I have got things to do.
Gee, what a big store. Is this where we're going, Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Boy, sure is a tall building, too. B.L.W.I.L. Wilkins and Co. What does B.L. Wilkins and Co. mean, Mr. Jones?
It means Wilkins and Company. Come on, we'll go inside.
Hey, there's nobody here, Mr. Jones. The store is all closed.
Well, that's all right. We'll go in anyway.
Gee, you got a key. How come you got a key?
Well, I work here.
Oh, gosh, it sure must be fun to work in a big store like this, huh?
Fun? No, I'm afraid not, boy. No, there's never been any fun here. Come along, David. We'll go upstairs. Well, I think this is the floor. Let's switch on the lights.
Gosh! Gee, look at toys. It's all new toys.
Well, now, these are what we forgot to put under the tree. Now, you pick out the toys you want and some you think your friends would like, and we'll take them with us.
You mean we can have anything we want?
Why, certainly. It's Christmas, isn't it? Now, go along with you.
Oh, gee, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, you heard me. Now, scat, scat, before I change my mind.
Yes, sir.
Wilkins.
Oh, it's you again.
What's gotten into you? Don't you know these toys cost money?
Well, so it's my money. I can spend it the way I wish, can't I? Matter of fact, this is the first time I'm really enjoying myself.
Enjoying yourself? Making a fool of yourself, that's what you mean?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, you just go ahead. Keep this up and see what it gets you. Remember, you've been on my side all your life. You can't shake me. And I'll be waiting for you at midnight.
Mr. Jones, where are you?
Yeah, what is it, David?
Can I take this train and the popcorn?
Well, yes, of course. Take anything you want, lad. But we'd better hurry and get it all together. It's getting late, and we have another stop to make on our way home.
Another stop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what for, Mr. Jones?
To see a man.
What man?
A man that might turn out to be Santa Claus.
Dodie, this is Dr. Taylor. He wants to ask you a few questions, dear.
All right. What does he want to know?
Well, first we'll sit you right down here. Now, Dodie, we're going to try to fix it so you don't have to wear this brace anymore. But you've got to help us.
Sure.
We're going to take the brace off, and it may hurt a little, but you never cry, do you?
No, I don't think so.
That's a good girl. Now, hold still. Easy now. I want you to try to bend your leg. Go ahead. Well, try anyway.
I can't.
Yes. Well, that's all there is to it. You'll just slip this brace back on.
I'm never going to get well. Am I?
Why, of course you are, Dodie, of course. You just sit here now. Miss Wright, may we go in here?
Of course, Doctor.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, Doctor. Well, what's wrong with the child?
Obviously, osteoma myelitis. It's a bone disease.
Well, can it be cured?
In this case, I'd say so. It'll require an operation, however, to remove the infected section of bone.
Can you perform the operation?
Yes.
And when will she be able to walk correctly again?
With the proper care, 8 months, a year.
By next Christmas, then?
Undoubtedly.
Well, then, here's a check. Miss Wright, I want you to witness this signature. I'm signing the check B.L. Wilkins. It'll clear the bank, though.
Take this and see that Dodie gets everything she needs.
Oh, Mr. Jones, I don't know what to say.
Well, now, don't say anything except Merry Christmas to Dodie.
From?
Well, Santa Claus, of course.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, David?
We all heard about what Santa Claus said to Dodie. It sure is swell, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But you know something, Mr. Jones?
You what, David?
I didn't tell anybody, but I kind of got a feeling that you had something to do with it.
Oh, nonsense. Now, that's silly. I've done nothing.
You have.
No, I...
You fixed it so we could have a real Christmas.
Well...
You're an awful nice man, Mr. Jones. You'll go to heaven when you die, Mr. Jones.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Land.
Well, of course you will. You just wait and see. Oh, but come on now, Mr. Jones. It's almost 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
Yeah. We'll have to be in bed real soon.
Almost 12. Why, it's 5 minutes until...
We better hurry.
Yes, yes. Well, you go along, David. I'll join you in a minute.
All right. But hurry up, Mr. Jones.
Yes, yes. Huh? Right away, right away.
Who are you kidding, Wilkins? You're not going any place except with me.
Right on time, aren't you?
Better than that. A few minutes early. Well, are you ready to go?
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, come on. Oh, and here, have a cigar. It's going to be a long trip.
No, I don't want a cigar.
Oh,
I just
Mr.
want
Jones.
A...
Mr. Jones!
It's that little urchin again. Get rid of him quickly.
Yes, David?
Mr. Jones, we've been thinking... We don't know how to thank you for everything. Well, we sing in the choir at church, and so we thought we'd sing you a Christmas carol. Would you like that, Mr. Jones?
Like it? Yes, David, for the first time in my life, I believe I would.
Well, come on then, everybody. Play for us, Miss Wright.
You can't stay for this, Wilkins. It's time for us to leave.
Now, wait
come
a
along
minute.
Now.
I don't...
Come along,
I...
come along.
Oh, all right. Well, hello. Well, where did you come from?
Oh, nowhere in particular.
Yeah, but where's the fellow I'm supposed to go with?
He's gone.
Gone? Yeah, but I thought...
He couldn't stay because...
Yes?
Because of that. Listen.
Oh, I see. Yes, I believe I do.
Fine. Well, I suppose we'd better be getting along.
Had we?
Mm-hmm. You're thinking of something?
Well, I do wish I could have said goodbye to the boy.
Oh, that. Well, I wouldn't worry. You see, you'll be coming back every Christmas.
I will?
Of course. I thought you knew. Well, shall we go?
Yes. Yes, we'll go.
Oh, and here. Would you care for a cigar?
Well, but I thought I wasn't supposed to have those.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. Thank you.
The curtain rings down in the final happy scene of Santa Claus Jones starring Charlie Ruggles. In a moment or two, I'll return to the scene with the old bearded gentleman with a cherry red nose and a tummy like a bowl full of jelly, masquerading as Charlie Ruggles. But first, your announcer has a word or two of cheer to impart.
Well, Charlie, it seems that everything finally turned out all right with our Mr. Jones.
Yeah, didn't it?
Although I'll admit for a time, I didn't think he'd be able to shake that gentleman who came to call for him.
Well, in the first place, C.P., that gentleman was no gentleman. And in the second place, you're really playing with fire when you start fooling around with a fellow who comes from...
I know what you mean, Charlie.
Yeah, you do.
But enough of that unworthy soul. What do you say we get onto a more pleasant subject?
Well, such as?
Well, you know, we could talk about a fella named Charlie Ruggles.
Ruggles? Ruggles? You know, that name has a familiar ring to it.
He's a comedian in pictures, remember?
Oh, you mean that funny-looking, absent-minded little guy with a mustache?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I can't stand him. Yeah, I like Bob Hope myself. Now, there's a fella that's really got... Ruggles. Yeah, what am I... Well, that's me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that was silly of me, wasn't it, huh?
Charlie, we were talking about Bob Hope.
Hope? Oh, yes. Oh, Hope, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I suppose he's all right if you like that style of comedy. As for me, I prefer someone more like... Well, we were just talking about...
Yes?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't, CP. You'll never trick me into it.
Seriously, Charlie, it's really been swell having you here with us tonight. You gave a performance we won't soon forget.
Well, thanks kindly, CP. I enjoyed every minute of it. And I'll be looking forward to doing another show for you and your very fine sponsor.
Make it soon, Charlie. And even sooner than soon. And to you, a very Merry Christmas. Those sentiments reach out to all of you within the sound of my voice. And if telepathy is in order, even to the beyond. Beyond the beyond. May this December the 25th bring you joy unlimited, happiness incorporated, and a consolidated company of good health, wealth, and peace of mind. This is C.P. McGregor saying, Merry, Merry Christmas, and the happiest of all New Years. Thanks for listening, and cheerio from Santa Claus Lane in Hollywood.